Doug Engelbart thought through to the end. AI first as an increase of the collective IQ. TLDR, AI is not primarily significant because individual people get things done a bit faster. Its real historical value lies in raising the collective IQ. More people can think clearly more quickly, write precisely, translate better, coordinate more cleanly, and thereby collaborate at a higher level. This is exactly where the modern continuation of Doug Engelbart's basic idea lies. The machine is not the main thing, but the shared mental effectiveness of people. What the computer was for Engelbart as a thought amplifier becomes, with AI first, the infrastructure of collective intelligence. What is particularly important here is this. AI democratizes written impact. People with less routine, weaker language, or lower formal qualifications can become much more quickly able to connect and be productive. This not only increases individual output, but also the performance of entire teams and organizations.
Best Forming deliberately orders this. Offline first, AI first second. First real life as the foundation, then AI as a tool for clarity, effectiveness, and coordination, not as a feed, intoxication, or substitute world. The core sentence of the article is therefore, AI first is not simply a new tech trend, but collective IQ in practice. The real question, the most important technological question of our time, is not how powerful machines become, it is how much mental effectiveness people gain together. This is exactly where the idea begins, that Doug Engelbart recognized early, and that we must reread today. The device is not the main thing, nor the interface, nor the spectacle of innovation. What is decisive is whether people can understand complex reality better, communicate more clearly, and collaborate more effectively. Anyone who understands technology only as an accelerator of individual manual steps is thinking too small. The real historical movement runs deeper. It concerns the shared problem-solving ability of teams, organizations, and networks. It concerns the level at which people can think together. Engelbart, correctly, Doug Engelbart, is often reduced to the mouse. That is convenient but wrong. His real idea was bigger. He did not just want to improve the operation of computers. He wanted to increase the human ability to deal with complex problems. From the beginning, this meant more than individual productivity. Engelbart conceived the computer as an amplifier of knowledge work. With better tools, people should be able to capture, structure, formulate, coordinate, and decide more precisely. And not only alone, but together. The deepest core of his thinking was therefore never a gadget. It was the question of how collective intelligence can be increased. What changes with AI? With AI, a new stage of this idea is now emerging. The classic computer digitized work. It's stored, calculated, sorted, displayed. AI reaches deeper into actual knowledge work. It not only amplifies access to information, but also language, structure, drafting, analysis, summarization, translation, and the preparation of decisions. This shifts the role of the tool. It no longer just accompanies the execution of a task. It intervenes in the mental shaping of the task. Loose thoughts become usable drafts more quickly. Unclear notes become a comprehensible structure. Linguistic uncertainty becomes communication that others can connect to. This is precisely where the historical leap lies. AI does not simply make more speed possible. It reduces friction along entire chains of thought. The real leap is called collective IQ. The decisive benefit of AI, therefore, does not lie first in the individual. It lies in the collective. Collective IQ does not mean the average of the intelligence scores of individual people. It means the ability of a group to understand relevant problems together, ask good questions, organize knowledge, process differences productively, and develop effective action from them. This is the real target metric of productive AI use. Not who writes the fastest email, but how quickly does a powerful system emerge from many participants? How quickly does shared understanding arise? Time and linguistic friction disappears. How quickly can an organization turn scattered knowledge into coordinated action? AI raises the collective IQ where it creates the ability to connect. It helps people plug into shared work, even if routine, language, or formal confidence have previously set limits for them. When language no longer separates in practice, this is perhaps the deepest change of all. Modern collaboration is to a high degree written. Those who can formulate cleanly can lead, explain, coordinate, document, negotiate, and pass on knowledge. Those who cannot often fall short of their actual potential. This is exactly where AI shifts power relations. Translation becomes more immediate, expression becomes more precise, a thought that was previously only roughly there can be put into a form that others can understand, build on, and use. People with weaker English, uncertain written language, or less routine in professional communication do not lose all differences, but many of the earlier hurdles. This changes collaboration at its core. Suddenly, much more expertise can be transferred into circulating language. More people can contribute to documents, concepts, memos, briefings, proposals, analyses, or votes, without already having to master the old elite languages perfectly. Writing becomes infrastructure instead of a bottleneck. This is more than comfort. It is a structural shift. In business and science, writing is not just an accompanying medium. It is the actual coordination layer. In it, assumptions become visible, decisions are fixed, handovers become possible, insights become shareable, and processes become scalable. When writing is weak, collaboration becomes expensive. When writing is strong, the ability to act of the whole increases. AI democratizes this precision. Not everyone suddenly has to become a brilliant author, but many more people can reach a level that is highly useful for shared work. They can ask more clearly, report more cleanly, argue more understandably, and think in a more structured way. This turns written precision from a scarce resource into more widely available infrastructure. And this is exactly what increases the collective IQ. The quiet upgrading of the many. The greatest impact often does not arise among the already strong. It arises where AI makes people able to connect more quickly. A team does not only get better when its best members become even faster. It gets better when more members can contribute at a viable level earlier. When new colleagues gain orientation more quickly. When operational employees can make their experience usable in writing. When expertise does not get stuck at the limits of expression. When follow-up questions do not have to escalate because initial clarity is already present. This is how a quiet upgrading of the many emerges. AI does not make everyone the same, but it shortens the distance between the periphery and the core. It helps people become effective earlier, and it is precisely through this that the striking power of the overall system grows. This is the point at which AI first gains its real dignity. It is not about digital elegance. It is about raising the functional level of entire teams. Business and science are coordination problems. The more complex the world becomes, the less individual geniuses are enough. Business, science, and modern organizations rarely fail because of a lack of raw knowledge. They fail because of handovers, lack of clarity, friction, language barriers, poorly documented decisions, and unconnected thinking. Anyone who increases the collective IQ in this situation not only increases output, they increase a system's ability to process difficult reality together. That is more strategically significant than any isolated efficiency gain. In companies, this means faster ability to connect, better alignment, clearer responsibilities, more learning-capable teams. In science, it means more understandable intermediate steps, better collaboration across disciplines, cleaner condensation of insights. In both cases, the following applies. Not only the individual becomes stronger, the shared thinking capacity becomes more robust. Why AI first is a question of order. For this reason, it is not enough to simply pour more AI into everyday life. The lever only becomes productive when it is embedded in a good order. Those who go to the feed first in the digital realm go to distraction first. Those who go to the tool first in the digital realm go to effectiveness first. This is not a question of style. It is an architectural question of attention. AI first, therefore, does not mean enthusiasm for technology. It means aligning the first digital access of the day and of work with clarification, structure, drafting, learning, and implementation. First into the tool, not first into the system that skims off attention. Offline first, AI first second. This is where the particular sharpness of best forming lies. The formula, offline first, AI first second, is not a decorative sequence. It describes an anthropology and a practice. Real life remains the foundation. Body, sleep, presence, relationships, concrete reality, responsibility. On this follows the digital layer of amplification, not as a substitute world, but as a lever. AI comes second because it is meant to serve life, not the other way around. It is precisely through this that AI first becomes productive. It does not serve stimulus, distraction, or digital self-forgetfulness. It serves clarity, coordination, and implementation. In this way, AI does not become an intoxicant, but an infrastructure of mental effectiveness. And it is exactly within this framework that the collective IQ can also rise without humans losing themselves in the digital. AI first is collective IQ in practice. If we think Doug Engelbart through to the end today, then it is not through nostalgia, but through consequence. His real question was how technology increases the shared problem-solving ability of humans. With AI, this question becomes a matter of everyday practice. Not only experts benefit, not only specialists, not only the already fast. Suddenly, a much larger number of people can participate in better writing, clearer structure, more precise translation, and more effective coordination. It is precisely through this that the intelligence of the collective grows, is the deepest meaning of AI first. Not a tech trend, not a new toy, but the practical form of collective IQ in everyday life.